Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. A recent spike of heroin-related overdose deaths in southwest Ohio and surrounding states has officials across state lines concerned and looking for answers. To get more details on what those possible answers might be, we spoke with Terry DeMio, a reporter on the heroin beat for the Cincinnati Inquirer, to get the latest details. Terry, you've been on this beat for a number of months now, certainly in this last couple of weeks. No shortage of stories to report where heroin is concerned. Let's talk about the overdose spike just here in the last couple of weeks. What's going on down there?
Well, Cincinnati itself has had more than 200 overdoses within a couple of weeks. And Most of those who have overdosed have been rescued with naloxone or Narcan, the antidote for opioid overdose. But it's taken a lot of doses of naloxone to get these people back. And because of that, and because of the sheer numbers that we're getting, authorities here are pretty sure that we are not talking about heroin. We are talking about fentanyl, or the large animal opioid carfentanil, or some other analog of fentanyl within the drugs that people are taking. People are unaware that what they're taking could contain these types of opioids. However, it has been mentioned to me by a couple of investigators that every now and then I'll come across somebody who knows about fentanyl and seeks that out. It's just another indication of the changes that come in the brain with addiction to these drugs, that people just can't seem to stop themselves from seeking out whatever they understand will be a strong drug that might get them back to feeling normal or getting high.
The last time we talked, we spoke about law enforcement offices treating this more as a health hazard. And with these latest overdoses, is that playing out? Is that accurate? I mean, are these people being referred to health agencies, or are they being prosecuted? What's going on there?
Well, they are not arresting these people who are overdosing, nor the people who they may find standing around in the area, or the callers, 911 callers. They are taking them to emergency rooms because naloxone's effects can last about 90 minutes or so, and so they could continue, you know, go back into overdose. But what we are missing is medication-assisted treatment, you know, at the stage of the person still being in the hospital but being resuscitated and ready to go. So basically, many of these people just end up leaving the hospital physically fine, but they seek out heroin again.
I'm really interested because you're doing some pretty in-depth stuff down there in your reporting, and you're actually talking to people who have been involved in this, friends and family members of people who are, I guess, on the front lines of this overdose epidemic. Mm-hmm. What are everyday people saying to you, people that are close to this situation?
Actually, they're very afraid, and they want as much information as they can get. The first time that I heard, you know, it was August 19th to 20th, when the Hamilton County Public Health Department learned that there was a surge in overdoses in the ERs in our area. I heard that actually right on the heels of getting some texts from two mothers of people who are addicted to heroin saying, did you know this is happening? So my first sources were actually those families. They have a big network among themselves, and they're just very worried. Some of them are very upset that their kids still don't have access to the kind of treatment that could possibly save their lives. They're really upset.
There was kind of an interstate conference down there. States are now joining together to pool resources and share information on this. I'm wondering what's next in their plan of attack.
Yeah, that is really the question. I know that we have people from health departments, people from, you know, private practice doctors who are having conversations with one another about how to attack this. I don't think anyone has figured out the way to do that. I did talk to a few doctors who sent a letter to SAMHSA saying that they want to get their certification to treat, I think it's up to 275 patients with Suboxone instead of 100 patients. And that was approved at the federal level, but it was supposed to take 45 days or more for people to actually, for doctors to actually get the approval to do that, to up their numbers of patients. And in response to what happened in Cincinnati and a surge in Northern Kentucky, some of our doctors are demanding, you know, that time frame be expedited.
Let me ask, do you carry it, naloxone, as a reporter, kind of on the scene with so many of these stories?
Yes, I do. I carry it. I have not had the need to use it, but yeah, I've carried it now for several months.
Terry DeMio is with the Cincinnati Inquirer. She's on the heroin beat. Terry, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Very nice to speak with you. Thank you so much for calling.
I'm Jerry Kenney. You can hear more WISO news at NPR One and at WISO.org.